Today is a very, very sad day. Yesterday it was. Today, that one of the Beatles, which brought such a change in consciousness, such a revolution among the youth of this country and in the whole world, has been gunned down. And the funniest part which I today saw is that the attorney for defense was saying, well, he's a psychiatric patient and he has a medical history that should be checked and he should be psychiatrically valued before trial. Court has to agree to that, okay? But why couldn't they see this fact when they gave him a gun permit? See, when things are fixed everywhere, what happens to all of us? They affected to beat in America what we call it redneckism. America had one religion. America has one religion which you do not know. It doesn't have any church. It doesn't have any priest. It doesn't collect any fee. It is not a non-profit organization. It lives on people's neck. Really, don't you know this religion? It's called redneckism. Its prophet is crew cut. And sometime it covers itself with 10-gallon hat. It was very prominent. It was always found in the South. But it has a large effective area in the North too. That redneckism, which was in the agriculture of America, is now the corporate structure of America. But you try to understand. Today we are talking about that one single man whose songs, whose music, whose long hair, totally challenge this structure, won every heart, made every young man to sing and dance, and brought a cultural revolution in this country. It doesn't take a lot of people. Beatles were four Beatles. They were asked, why your name is Beatle? He said, oh, just ask anything, just shoo. Doesn't mean anything. What actually they meant doesn't mean anything. Everything is everything. But the four Beatles, remember that part, they couldn't remain together. This is such a redneckism here, it eats them up and split them. Couldn't get them through. And today one is gunned down, not by the will of God, but by the decrees of the highest prophet of redneckism. You'll find out, something will come out of it. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. When in this country, in this free democracy, you do not understand the mind and its inner values, you do not understand values and commitments, you do not understand your do's and your don'ts, you do not understand your rights and your privileges. You do not understand your good and your bad. You do not understand your infinity and your finite. That is why you live or you have to go through chaos. I am dealing with it. I am talking to you. I am telling you about mind. Though God gave you mind to serve you, please don't make it a master. The only way the individual can make the mind meditative mind and meditative mind is humble enough to serve and be intuitive for you, if you rise in the primal hours and meditate on the Lord who gave you this gift, so that it is cleansed, so that it is sharp, so that it can know, so that it can compute, so that it can let you know what is cause and what is the effect, and what cause will lead to what effect, so that you may avoid if the effect is not good. Creative consciousness, creative intelligence, and creative mind is all the same game. But those who do not live in committed life, those who do not value committed life, those who are not willing to sacrifice the committed life, always find themselves astray. So in reality, totality lives in the heart of those who are willing to do the highest sacrifice, that is the sacrifice the self, the ego, on the altar of God, and find the hand of God leading them, protecting them, and serving them. It's my great pleasure to talk to you, the mind and its projections. I'd like to continue this with you, if God wishes well, and we continue to serve the congregation, so that we can really find not only what we find, but we can also tell our children what is all about, we can also share with our friends what is all about, and we can all know what we have to do. Blessed be the fate of those who have handed themselves into the hand of God, and blessed be those virtues who walk committed on the planet Earth in the grace of divinity, dignity, and grace.